Police arrest another protester at the site where a camp was set up to stop trains crossing from pro-Russian separatist areas into government-controlled regions. Trains are running again through the camp towards Kiev. On Monday, the government sent in police to arrest Ukrainian activists and war veterans at this camp. An American woman, Teresa Filman, helps displaced people in the area and was there when police moved in. She witnessed one arrest.
They proceeded to start kicking him and hitting him, and immediately at least minimum of 4 to 6 other policemen saw people in our group filming, and they immediately sort of made a barricade so that we couldn't continue that filming and was trying to block our view from what they were doing to this man on the ground.
Alongside Teresa was Yuliana Koptieva, an interpreter and volunteer from Kiev, who told me she started to question 4 of the policemen and their methods.
Do you think this is normal? I guess you're Ukrainian, and probably you have a Ukrainian flag in your Ukrainian passport. And do you consider yourself as Ukrainian? When your mom gave you birth to protect as a man, to protect our country, and now who are you protecting?
Ukrainian officials say they had to stop the blockade for reasons of security. Oleksandr Kuts is the head of security for the Donetsk region, where this blockade was built. He says they were worried about attacks on infrastructure in the area and believe separatists wanted to cross into government-controlled areas. But 64-year-old Oleg Vasilienko, a volunteer who has helped the Ukrainian armed forces since 2014 with food and washing, thinks the police regularly act with impunity.
They were called the People's Police during Soviet times and until recently. The institution itself should be completely cleaned up. The whole police establishment must be replaced. Otherwise, the People's Police methods and tactics will not change and will continue to be used.
There are still checkpoints in place where anyone who is not local is stopped. The American woman, Teresa Filman, who has lived in Ukraine for the past 17 years, was stopped at one and had to prove that she actually lived in the area.
Someone got a radio call, and all of a sudden they wanted something more from us. They wanted to see more documents, and to the point where they kept asking me for my house documents. I couldn't figure out why, and they kept asking me. And then they said, well, we're just going to go to your house and we'll follow you home. And we were like, why?
Teresa says she couldn't figure out what was happening since she hadn't done anything wrong.
So we decided not to go home, but we went to a local restaurant, and when we pulled in there, then they pulled in next to us, and we went inside. They just sat in the car, I guess as a sign of, you know, we're here and, you know, we're not going to leave or something. I don't know. I found it a bit intimidating.
The volunteer, Yuliana Koptieva from Kiev, made a video of the police dismantling the blockade, which was viewed over 500,000 times in 3 days.
I was glad to look on internet and see smart people, people who can think, not watch this garbage on TV, but use their brain, feel their heart, and do whatever they have to do as Ukrainians to protect their land, motherland.
Ukraine's government this week announced it was stopping all trade with eastern areas held by pro-Russian separatists. This was something of a U-turn for President Poroshenko after breaking up the blockades that were trying to do something similar. So Kiev's latest move may look like a small victory for the protesters and war veterans, but really just represents another move in the region's ongoing game of political chess. Philip Warwick for RFI, Eastern Ukraine.